Welcome to my podcast. You are listening to a summary of the case, His Highness Prince Moulay Hicham bin Abdallah Al Alawi of Morocco against Elaf Publishing Limited in the Court of Appeal. This was an appeal brought by the Prince and a cross-appeal brought by Elaf Publishing. The questions for the Court of Appeal were, first, were the amended meaning of the words complained of capable of being defamatory? And second, whether it is permissible to bring proceedings for breach of the Data Protection Act to create a remedy to damage to reputation where a claim in defamation is likely to fail. It was before Lord Justice Patton, Lady Justice King, and Lord Justice Simon. It was a unanimous decision, with Lord Justice Simon delivering the judgment. The facts. This case concerns an article that was published on the defendant's news website on the 8th of October 2014. The following day it was taken down, after solicitors for the claimant complained. The article was about an alleged meeting between the Prince and a former boxer called Zakaria Mumni. The claimant's particulars of claim outlined the defamatory statements within the article as the following. That the claimant orchestrated a plot to sabotage the image of King Mohammed VI of Morocco with Mumni at a meeting in a hotel in Paris. That he had tried to persuade Mumni to seek an investigation in France of an aide close to the king on charges of making death threats against him so that the aide would be arrested in France. That the claimant instructed Mumni to lie to cover up the plot by claiming that the meeting with him in the hotel was coincidental. And that the claimant had orchestrated a similar plot against the head of Morocco's anti-espionage agency. At first instance. Before I go on to the arguments put forward at the Court of Appeal, here is a summary of the decision in the High Court on an application for strikeout summary judgment and an application to amend the claim. The judge first dealt with arguments put forward by both sides as to what the words in the article meant and whether they were capable of being defamatory. He concluded that the words suggesting that the prince urged Mumni to lie about the meeting being coincidental could be defamatory, as it suggested he had lied. He noted, however, following Modi against Clark, that it is not enough for words to damage a claimant in the eyes of only a section of the public. Furthermore, Strasbourg jurisprudence emphasises that when it comes to political statements, reasonable persons may have very different views on systems of government. That the article suggested that the prince urged Mumni to pursue a case against the aide to harm the image of the king, and that this was a bad thing, would depend on the views of those interested in Moroccan politics. In light of this, the claimant sought permission to amend the particulars of claim to change the meaning of the words complained of. It was to be argued that the words implied that the claimant was endlessly plotting and scheming in order to damage Morocco and its monarch, thereby showing him to be devious, underhand, and disloyal. The claimant also sought permission to add a new claim under the DPA, on the basis that the defendant was a data controller and had retained and published his personal data inaccurately, breaching the first and fourth of the data protection principles. The defendant argued that by introducing a DPA claim, the claimant was attempting to create a remedy for damage to reputation where a claim in defamation fails. A DPA claim, it was argued, would also be disproportionate to the cost of litigation. The judge rejected the amendment to the meaning of the article. In his view, the same conclusions he had made previously applied to the changed meaning as well. In regards to the DPA claim, he found that there was nothing contrary in principle to allow it alongside a defamation claim. The prince's interest in ensuring an accurate record of his political activities, where there was no alternative, justified pursuing the proceedings. He allowed the claim. The claimant appealed and the defendant cross-appealed. At the Court of Appeal. The first issue. Were the words in the article capable of being defamatory on the prince's amended meaning to them? On appeal, the prince argued that the judge had taken an over-literal approach to the article and that there was nothing perverse about the amended meaning. LF Publishing contended that pursuing a particular political agenda that appears disloyal is not defamatory within the wide parameters of political criticism acknowledged in the case law. Lord Justice Simon considered in detail the decision in Modi against Clark. That case was about an email sent by Mr. Clark, then chairman of the England and Wales Cricket Board, to the president of the Board of Control for Cricket in India, which was critical of Mr. Modi and IMG UK Limited. Mr. Modi was a businessman involved in the Indian Premier League. The email alleged that Mr. Modi and IMG were intending to destroy the world's cricket structure by creating a new rebel league. The Court of Appeal decided that a reasonable person would not think less of Mr. Modi simply because he had different aspirations for the future of cricket. Only those persons who viewed the current structure of cricket as ideal would see his attempt to destroy it as an action that was despicable. However, as the email also suggested that Mr. Modi was breaking the rules of the organisation of which he was a board member by having secret meetings, that could be viewed as conduct that was dishonourable. Any section of society could conclude it as such, whether they were interested in cricket or not. And so from this aspect, the email was capable of being defamatory. Coming back to the article about the prince, the Court of Appeal agreed that it was not simply suggesting that he was agitating for political reform, but went further. His lordship said at paragraph 37, "The words schemes, entrap, ploy, machinations and weave are, in my judgment, capable of bearing the meaning that the prince had shown himself devious, underhand and disloyal. Such a meaning is not the product of some strained or forced or utterly unreasonable interpretation." His lordship concluded that reasonable members of the public could consider the article as an attack on the prince's integrity and character that would seriously harm his reputation in their eyes. The appeal on this aspect was allowed, and the amendments permitted. The second issue, a claim under the DPA and defamation proceedings. The thrust of LF Publishing's argument on this second point was not that it is impermissible to bring a DPA claim alongside a defamation claim at the outset of proceedings. It would be acceptable so long as the court is satisfied that its resources are used proportionately and appropriately. The court must be satisfied that the DPA claim would be a necessary and proportionate interference with the defendant's Article 10 rights. The defendant argued that the prince's DPA claim concerned the inaccuracy in a report about his political activities in France, where that report had been promptly removed and there was no risk of future publication. In these circumstances, the DPA claim could not be deemed to be a necessary or proportionate interference. The prince argued, however, that although libel and DPA claims are distinct, where the libel claim is weak, all the more important it is for a claimant to be able to advance a DPA claim. There had been no undertaking not to republish the article, no admission that the contents of that article had been untrue, and no offer to correct it. The contents of that article had also been repeated by other publications. His lordship said at paragraph 42 the following, "I would accept that doubts have been expressed about the necessity and proportionality of advancing parallel claims and remedies when damaging information has been published which is not defamatory." At paragraph 43, he approved of Judge Tugendhat's comments in the case Law Society against Kordowski that different causes of action protect different aspects of a person's private life, and so it may be appropriate to plead a remedy under the DPA in addition to a claim in libel or harassment. In conclusion, at paragraph 44, his lordship said this, "I can see no good reason of principle why a claim under the DPA cannot be linked to a defamation claim and why it should not be added by amendment if the test for amendment is otherwise met." He added at paragraph 45 a word of caution that careful management of the case was required to ensure that the litigation process was just and proportionate and not used as, in his words, a means of stifling criticism under the guise of correcting inaccuracy. LF Publishing's appeal was dismissed. Case comment. This case highlights the nuance in defamation claims involving disloyalty or political subversion. It also shows how privacy is multifaceted in nature and the courts are willing to be open-minded to the different causes of action that may apply. The relationship between defamation and the DPA was clearly affirmed in this case. As ever, proportionality is key, and so is careful pleading, as damages will differ under different causes of action. Thank you for listening to my podcast. The references for the cases and legislation mentioned in this podcast are available on my website, www.privacylawbarrister.com.